Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. In a Huron County, in a recent district court hearing, Kaylee Elizabeth Irvine entered a no-contest plea to a charge of retail fraud in the third degree. The plea was accepted due to civil liability concerns. The factual basis for the charge involved Ms. Irvine placing a less expensive UPC label over an item's existing label at a Walmart store in Bad Axe, Michigan, on or about November 8, 2025. She then paid for the lower price and departed the store. The item, valued at $9.74, was subsequently recovered. Judge Ferris sentenced Ms. Irvine to fines and costs totaling $425. Restitution for the item was not sought as it was recovered. A payment plan was established requiring $25 by the end of April and $50 monthly thereafter until the total is paid. And then Huron County District Court today, a competency examination has been ordered for Heather Ann Lucy. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney requested the evaluation, citing concerns regarding Ms. Losey's understanding of court roles and a past major head injury. The court has directed Ms. Losey to undergo the examination at the Center for Forensic Psychiatry. This order necessitates the adjournment of the preliminary examination, which will extend beyond the 21-day statutory window. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani will prepare the order. A new date for the preliminary examination will be scheduled upon receipt of the evaluation report, which is estimated to take at least 60 days for the review. And in today's Huron County District Court, Griffin Daniel John Peruski pleaded guilty to operating while visibly impaired. The original charge of operating while intoxicated was dismissed as part of a plea agreement. The incident occurred on March 1st when Peruski's pickup truck was found in a ditch in Ubley around 5 a.m. Peruski admitted to consuming alcohol at two establishments prior to the incident with a blood alcohol level of 0.11. The event took place in Huron County, Michigan. Peruski received a sentence of 12 months probation under the supervision of the probation department. He must complete Impact Weekend by September 30th, 2026, and perform 30 hours of community service by October 1st, 2026. Financial penalties include fines, fees, and costs totaling $1,080. After applying a $315 bond, a balance of $765 is due by October 1, 2026. License sanctions will be determined by the Secretary of State. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our Huron County District Court, Braden Tyler Vincent pleaded guilty and was sentenced for driving with a suspended license. The charge, driving while license suspended, revoked, or denied, stemmed from an incident on March 10th in Bad Axe. Vincent was stopped for no insurance and tinted windows, admitting he knew his license was invalid at the time. Judge Ferris accepted Vincent's guilty plea. He received a sentence of 2 days in a Huron County jail with no credit for time served and no probation. Vincent is ordered to report to the jail on Saturday, April 18th at 8 a.m. Additionally, Vincent must pay $315 in fines and costs due by July 31st, 2026. His driver's license suspension, extended by a prior conviction in January, now totals approximately 2 years. We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.